Morning, everyone. It's an honor to speak today in front of so many veterans, family members, friends, former teachers, and my community. As Mrs. Day said, I'm Technical Sergeant Blakely Murdoch, and I'm stationed in California and I'm KC-10 Formal Training Unit instructor. 11 years, 5 months, 21 days ago, I graduated from Aledo High School in this gymnasium. If Ryan and Kristen can believe that, it's been that long. I've been serving our great country in the United States Air Force for the last 11 years, 5 months, and 22 days. In that time, I've traveled to 27 states, 21 countries, 4 continents, and deployed 7 times and flown 163 combat and combat support missions. But, most importantly, I've met hundreds of people who I consider my family. The last few months, I've been trying to decide what I was going to talk about today, and it just kept coming back to family. Morgan Chase Jackson, United States Air Force. Butch Blazer, United States Navy. Ronald Earl Murdoch, Army National Guard. And Max Dwayne Paul Drove, United States Army. These 4 men were airmen, soldiers, and sailors, and are now veterans. I also know them as Uncle Morgan, Papa Butch, Grandpa Ron, and Poppy. Veterans and service members devote their lives to the service of our country in whatever capacity they are called to serve, even after they retire or separate. From 1940 to 1973, men were drafted in the armed forces, but today, less than 1% of the U.S. population volunteers to serve our country. Growing up in our small town, I participated in band, jazz band, volleyball, basketball, and softball. While I wasn't the most coordinated athlete, sorry about that, Mom, I truly valued being a part of the team, working together for a common goal. When my Uncle Morgan passed away in 2006, I decided to join the Air Force just as he had. I didn't know much about the military, only that our entire family was so proud of him and that he sacrificed being close to family to be a part of a team greater than himself. I went to the Military Entrance Processing Station, MEPS, on my 17th birthday and entered the Delayed Entry Program. I couldn't leave her base of training until I had my high school diploma. Special shout out to Mrs. Tharp for changing my senior English assignment and not making me do college applications. And Mrs. Degelman for being my sounding board when I needed to talk about my fears. A year later, May 18th, 2008, on my 18th birthday, I became a graduate of Aledo High School. And the next morning, my parents dropped me off to my recruiter in Davenport, and my Air Force career began. Like many servicemen and women, I was young, ambitious, nervous, and determined to make my family and community proud. Over the last 11 and a half years, I've worked in many squadrons and units. My first unit, as an F-15E Strike crew chief, had nearly 100 other crew chiefs, and compare that to the 67 people in my high school graduating class. I had to learn how to understand my friend's Alabama accent, how to slow down when I speak, because apparently Illinoisans speak fast. Who knew that? That a grocery cart and a buggy were the same thing, and that y'all would be a regularly used word in my vocabulary. There was so much more that I learned being away from my small Midwest hometown, but thinking back, the most important thing to me is all the friends that I made. My coworkers became my friends, and those friends became my family. When I would visit home, I cherished my time here seeing my family and friends, but I found myself missing my other family. And why was I missing them when I was back here where I grew up for 18 years? I've deployed 7 times to the Middle East for flight combat and combat support missions with a 4-person crew in the KC-10. We spend hours together in the air, offloading fuel to other aircraft. We eat at the dining facility together, work out together. We're KC-10 crew members, pilots, engineers, and boom operators, but we become family. We laugh together, sometimes cry together, complain together, and sweat together in the 130-degree heat. Each deployment is full of memories, but my 3rd deployment is cherished a little extra these days. My aircraft commander and I shared the same sense of humor, and we were constantly laughing. After our deployment, we stayed close, and nearly a year later, he was diagnosed with cancer. And just this summer, he lost his battle. I was deployed again and was unable to attend his funeral or fly for his flyover. But we had a celebration of life for Major Brent Berklow, and I was able to share some memories with the members of our squadron as well as his parents. Brent's parents were so grateful to hear some of our ridiculous stories, and I told them that Brent had become a brother to me. just as many of the men and women I've worked with have become. So back to my question earlier, why do I miss my work family when I'm back home with my family? It's a regimented lifestyle that we must adapt to. The same oath we all swore to uphold. The acronyms that we use that my mom tries to remember every time I tell her a story. The countless missed holidays, birthdays, and events. The sounds and smells that take us back to basic training or deployment. And the chills we get when we hear the national anthem. All of those things that only fellow veterans may understand. Those things I wish I could talk about with my Uncle Morgan. But I miss the same things from Aledo when I've gone. BLT pizza, mom's homemade chicken and noodles, Friday night football games in our two stoplight town, Mrs. Huffy's idea to run out of the building in calculus senior year when the weekly Tuesday at 10 siren went off, driving around town for hours when it takes all of 5 minutes to do. My coworkers don't understand the significance of all that, but you all do. If you ask the veterans here before you, there's a good chance they can and will tell you stories on stories about their time away from home serving with their fellow service members. And I bet they will all tell you how much joy it brought them knowing that they had a family and a community back home supporting their sacrifice. Our community is a family, and for as long as I can remember, we've all come together to support each other, whether it's helping Mr. Ruggles' vision of a band shell become a reality, packing the stadium in Champaign in 2005 and 2006 when the football team made it to state. And now this. To those who have served before me, thank you for your sacrifice, for your guidance, and your leadership. To those still serving beside me, Tyler Katie, Trenton Murphy, and Ethan Adolson, thank you for your sacrifice, for your example to those younger than us, and for your bravery to answer our nation's call. For those who will serve, including my brother Trenton, thank you for your sacrifice and your courage to soon raise your hand and swear to defend this country. Veterans Day is a day to most importantly thank those who have served our country, but it's a day to also thank the families of those veterans. We would not be here without the love and support of our families and community. 11.5 years away from home, with another reenlistment of 5 years happening next month, but there are a few young adults that I would like to thank personally for the love they've continuously shown me despite me being away. Can I call your name? Please stand up. My siblings, Sydney, Madison, Trenton, and Bladen. My cousins, Trevor, Olivia, and Isabella Villalou. Shelton and Kinsey Biddle. And Merrick, if you're around there. And my entire clan. Please stand. Now, join them, please. I would like the Apollo students to stand. Everybody at Apollo. The intermediate and junior high students. And the high school students. You all bring our community together, support one another, create new friendships, show love, and strive for greatness. Faculty and staff, please stand, if you aren't already. Continue to guide and lead the students. You have shaped our community into what it is now and are appreciated more than you'll know. Each veteran had a teacher at some point who helped lead them to where they are now. Finally, join me one more time with a round of applause and appreciation for our veterans in attendance today, and also for those who cannot be with us, for they have given the ultimate sacrifice. Thank you.